Last week, Milwaukee Deputy Sheriff Michael Hsu criticized Sheriff Clark in a newsletter. Hsu said Clark had recently questioned his staff's courage, even though Clark uses deputies to escort him through the airport and to check his home while Clark is away. Though the deputy sheriffs usually just patrol the freeway, this week Clark transferred Hsu to a foot patrol in a neighborhood with a high number of homicides. Roy Felber is president of the Milwaukee Deputy Sheriffs Association. He says his union is taking Sheriff Clark to federal court for retaliating against Hsu for exercising First Amendment rights.
It's a little coincidental, the timing after the article comes out Friday, and Monday you have this new patrol unit you've never talked about in probably the worst part of town without backup and to ride the bus to and from that area.
Felber also says a complaint has been filed with Milwaukee County for Sheriff Clark allegedly violating a contract issue.
We have in our contract collective bargaining. Whenever you try and create or abolish a previous or a new area within the department, you have to bargain with the union to start that up.
Sheriff Clark has been telling the news media that Hsu's assignment to foot patrol is about adding to public safety. A spokesperson for the sheriff did not return a phone call. This is not the first time Sheriff Clark has been in the headlines. After Republican Governor Scott McCallum appointed Clark 3 years ago, Clark said he was a Democrat but has refused to join the Democratic Party and frequently appears at Republican fundraisers. And last year, Clark failed to get enough signatures to get into the Milwaukee mayoral election. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.